Well, it was NFL playoff season. It's kind of nice that that's not going to be for a while. It can be a little distracting. But that's the time of year it was in the life of the Smart family. Mrs. Smart was fumbling in her purse looking for her offering when the plate was coming by when a large television remote fell out and clattered in the aisle of the church. The curious usher bent over to retrieve it from her and whispered, "Do you always carry your TV remote to church?" "No," she replied, "but my husband refused to come with me this morning, and I figured this was the most evil thing I could legally do to him." So any women in here have the TV remote in their purse with them? Oh, there is one! Yes, okay. And I don't believe I see your husband either, so that's going to be a fun conversation when you get home. Okay, welcome back to our series titled Reset, where we are looking at the prophetic message of Joel. Before I dive into this, how many of you enjoyed Pastor Gary last week and the word that he brought? Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for him. The title of today's message from the book of Joel is Return to Me. Return to Me. Got another story for you. It's about a young man. He stormed out of the room and slammed the door as he left. Yes, he was caught lying to his dad, but he didn't care for the way that dad had scolded him. He didn't say a word as dad laid into him, but when dad was done, so was he. He was done. He was done with his house. He was done with these rules. He was done with doing what others were going to tell him to do. He was old enough to be on his own. There were plenty of jobs that he could find even without his high school diploma. So he stormed off in a rage and with a plan to launch out on his own. Dad waited up late that night. He waited up late the next night. The next night and the next. He wondered if his son would ever return. If he could ever have a good relationship with him again. Eventually, Dad stopped waiting up late at night. He had other children that needed his energy. He had other work to do. But he never stopped thinking about his estranged son. He never gave up hope that someday his son would return home. That sad but too often true story is a fitting illustration for the way our Heavenly Father looks at His wayward children. He never stops waiting. He never stops loving. He never stops holding out hope that someday we will return to Him. But this is something we also see, that God never forces us to return to Him. He doesn't come hunting us down when we're running off doing our foolish things and locking us up in chains and dragging us back into His presence. The Lord doesn't operate in that way. Rather, He lets us wander off far away from home, but always reminding us and giving us that comforting promise that when we return to Him, that He'll return to us, that He's there. He's there. Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Joel